To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and right to the guest line as we go each and every Tuesday at 2:30 to talk to Mark Schlereth. We're joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How are we doing this week, Mark?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Before we get into the Patriots, all things NFL, so you popped up, a very close-up video of you popped up on my Twitter timeline yesterday, and I had to ask, are you in a little Twitter beef with Skip Bayless? What's this all about?
Oh, no. I mean, I love Skip. I think that, you know, sometimes he's an idiot. But, you know, I mean, it's been really interesting, you know, helping out up at CU, you know, knowing the Sanders family, and this whole kind of notion that you know, that Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns are trying to undermine Shadur and trying to you know, sabotage his career path, which I think is absolutely comical when you think there's 32 of these jobs in the National Football League and you're purposely trying to have a kid play poorly. It's insanely stupid. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And ultimately, you know, I mean, do I think Kevin Stefanski wanted to draft Shadur? No, probably not. I think the organization did that, and he didn't have much say behind it. But the bottom line, to act like you're trying to purposely undermine and ruin him, is just so insanely stupid. And so, you know, Skip Bayless is the same guy that thought Johnny Manziel was going to set the NFL on fire and that Tim Tebow was going to change the way we draft quarterbacks. I mean, it just is stupid stuff. So I thought I would let him know that I thought it was dumb.
Well, in a lot of ways, actually, Johnny Manziel did almost burn the league down because he basically burned the Cleveland Browns down. And Tebow did help us change how we draft quarterbacks because going forward, we need our quarterback to be able to complete a forward pass. So in a lot of ways.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe he was right. You know, exactly. Yeah. Maybe I'm the idiot. So anyhow.
Hey, just wanted to steer at Pat's word for a second. In your estimation, obviously, incredibly successful first three quarters of the season, four games left. The Broncos have the same record. If they both win out, Broncos get home field, one seed and whatnot. But what do you see here? Like, what are the true challenges coming off of a bye when you're doing so well and you got just a couple games left in your season, but you have your eyes on a hell of a prize?
Yeah, I think there's always, you know, there's always the issue of, you know, having a week away, just the kind of rust versus rest issues, and those things are real, especially when you're just in a real groove. You know, the last time we saw them play, hanging, 31 in the first half? I mean, they were just cruising. So they did such a phenomenal job in doing all that. And so you always kind of worry about losing a little bit of your momentum, your mojo, you know. So I think that's one of the things that you would concern yourself with. I know here in Denver we were a little bit nervous because we had the bye week the week before, and Sean Payton gave him seven straight days. He gave him the whole week off. And then they came out and almost lost a game in Washington, easily could have lost that game. Defensively, they didn't play very well. Offensively, they struggled a little bit as well. So I always worry a little bit about that. But again, you know, they've been so damn good. The rest is more important than the potential of that.
Mark, we got you.
Steak?
Yeah, you guys still there? Sorry.
Yep, we got you now.
No worries.
All right, insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, I was wondering your thoughts on whatever the heck is going on in Kansas City. They are not going to win the AFC West. And around here, we were spoiled. We had a double dynastic run of the Patriots that was broken into two eras. This feels like it might be the end of the first era of whatever the dynasty is in Kansas City. Do you think they have another run in them? Where do you think things stand with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and company?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope it's the end of the first run. And then I hope they don't have a second run. You know, the odds are they probably will, and Patrick Mahomes is, you know, all everything incredible. Oh, my goodness, all bow to the altar. I hope they lose every game. You know, and then ultimately, they've got the – I hope they get flexed out. This is my biggest hope. I hope they get flexed out of the last game of the season because they're so bad, and then and then Fox chooses to put me on that call so that I can be the guy that talks about the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs. And as much as I hate the Raiders and I hate them with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns, my hatred for the Chiefs has become greater than that of the Raiders. And so I would become a big Raiders. I'd wear all black, maybe a black with a silver shirt, maybe a, you know, an off silver tie. And I would be openly rooting for the Chiefs to lose in the booth. So maybe it could happen for me. Who knows?
Not that you've thought about it or anything.
Yeah, this sounds very spontaneous.
No. Not that I've looked down the schedule and going, you know, maybe this could happen for me. It would be like a great little holiday gift for me.
I'm not sure if you saw this, but within the last 90 minutes, Stink, Philip Rivers has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. How do you like the idea of a guy who's 45 years old and hasn't played in the league in 5 years coming back to try to save the team? And do you think he could possibly still have enough left to sling it and keep the Colts in the playoff hunt?
I think it's awesome. You know, Philip's got 10 kids, so I'm sure he's looking for any excuse to get out of the house. So I think that's really, really cool. No, do I think he's going to come in and save the day? No, I don't. You know, I don't think, I think the Colts are kind of falling apart and they're reeling right now. So I don't think he's going to come in and save their season. You know, I just don't believe that that's going to happen. But I think it's a cool thing. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, they just signed him to the practice squad, which doesn't change his status as far as his Hall of Fame candidacy is concerned. But if he goes to the active roster, then he's got to go back in the pool and wait another 5 years. And he will be on the ballot for the 2026 season. And, you know, maybe this is an admission that, well, I got time, whatever. Or maybe this is an admission that, hey, man, I don't think I'm getting in. If Eli doesn't get in, then.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I might not be getting in to the Hall of Fame. So who knows? I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. I'd love to see him get that opportunity. I know he's been coaching high school ball and doing all that, but I'd love to see him get the opportunity.
Mark, when I look across the AFC playoff picture, it feels like there's the potential when we're talking about January. It's going to be almost as much about the teams that aren't in the postseason as the teams that are. We'll be talking about Burrow and Mahomes potentially, whatever. And I'm wondering, is whoever wins the AFC this year and goes to the Super Bowl, are they going to have their accomplishments maybe diminished because people are going to talk about, well, you didn't really go through the best of the best and it was a weird year? Or is this football and if you make it to the Super Bowl, I don't want to hear about who you played?
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, I think you get through the gauntlet that is an NFL season and you make it all the way to the Super Bowl. And, you know, there's a reason. It's because you're a damn good team. And so, yeah, I don't care about, oh, they didn't play, you know, the Chiefs were down this year or Burrow. Hell, Burrow and the Bengals haven't made it. Now, what is this, 2 years in a row? It looks like they're not going to make it. I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff. And at the end of the day, nobody, you know, you win a Super Bowl, nobody's putting an asterisk by it. So I love it. I love where we are right now. I love the fact that the Patriots and the Broncos are 1-2 in the conference right now. And there's so many parallels. And I'm sure maybe you guys have talked about it. Maybe you haven't. But there are so many parallels to the 2015 season. And you know, where the yes. Broncos are, this Super Bowl was in, you know, in San Jose, in San Francisco. You know, they played, the Broncos played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game where the Broncos hit Tom Brady 21 times or something. I mean, it was for us, you know, it was great. Not as much for you guys, but it was great here. And, you know, and there's so many other parallels that are just crazy when you look at those two seasons. So it's really cool stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out how Peyton Manning was able to hurl two touchdown passes to Owen Daniels in that AFC Championship game back in 2015, Stank. That was a hell of a game, hell of a finish. And I could see it going down a mile high again. But who knows where things finish for the Broncos. I know the Patriots would love to win out, and it starts Sunday with a hell of a game. They can win their first AFC East Championship in 5 years. If they beat Buffalo on Sunday, Bills are coming in a 1.5 favorite, which is a surprise. Who do you like in the game, and how could you see Sunday playing out?
I actually like the Patriots. And the Bills, like, it was funny because sometimes when you're prepping your game, you're following. And so when I was prepping the Miami Dolphins a couple of weeks ago, I'm watching Bills tape, you know, of the game where Miami beat them. And I was like, the Bills just won defensively. They can't stop the run game. They've got some issues on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to give up big plays in the passing game. And then offensively, I was shocked at how many busted plays, how many missed assignments, how many just, I mean, it is Josh Allen putting on a Superman cape and taking them to a victory, because they in a couple of games that I've kind of broken them down and I was looking at the other teams, but I just kept going back to another like misidentification at the second level and not blocking a linebacker or not blocking, you know, a down guy, or I mean, it was just one after the other protection mistakes, protection busts, assignment busts. And so it was just really interesting watching. And it is one of those situations where it's either like Josh Allen did last week, you know, to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, just became Superman. If he can't do that, they're not going to win. And I don't think they're a very complete team. I think they just rely way too much on their quarterback. So I like the Patriots in this game. And the cool thing about both the Broncos and the Patriots in the win-out scenario is this end of the – I mean, there's so much at stake to get that bye week, to get that number one seed, that it feels like both these teams got to go on a run and win out. And the Broncos got a really tough four-game schedule. They've got the Packers. They've got Jacksonville. They've got the Chargers and the Chiefs. I mean, you know, three potential playoff teams. So it's going to be nip and tuck all the way down to the end between these two teams, I feel like.
Mark, before we let you go, Drake May is a quarterback and team that has 11 wins. He's an MVP candidate, and we got the update yesterday. He's the leading vote getter for the Pro Bowl. What would you say to me if I said to you, Drake May is developing into the face of the National Football League right before our eyes?
I wouldn't surprise me at all. I would be like, yeah, he's played that good. And, you know, I think the interesting thing is like, he's been incredibly efficient. And I think it's awesome when you get efficiency, but he's been incredibly efficient with a bunch of big plays down the football field. And that's where he sets himself apart. It's efficiency with the big plays and the big chunk plays and the dynamic kind of scoring plays. That's where you garner MVP votes. And I think that's what he's done more than anything, is just made those big time plays, the big time throws down the football field that just make you, just make you rewind the moment, you know? So really cool stuff. He's one of the nicest kids. I mean, you guys probably talk to him on a weekly basis.
Yep.
One of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. And so, you know, as much as I'd like to hate him, I don't. I actually really like the kid. So, yeah.
All right, Mark, appreciate you taking some time to join us. Hopefully you are correct about Bills Patriots on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, bud.
That is Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a little breaking news, a little trade for the Boston Red Sox. Who's coming? Who's going? We'll tell you next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.